You've been watching for this legislation to pass. The governor signed it into law on Monday. How will that affect your business operations with TerraTech?
Sure. So as soon as the legislature sent the bill to the governor, we already started reaching out to local Florida growers. The bill, as written, or now law, states that there's a lot of different specifications that need to be met before a grower can apply for a license, such as they need to be growing for over 30 years, they need to have a certain amount of plants already growing to show that they have the experience necessary. And we, as a publicly traded agricultural company looking to enter the marijuana industry, with ties to people with experience in the industry, we're looking to partner with one of these growers to apply for hopefully at least one license.
Tell us a little bit, if you could, for people who aren't familiar with these different strains of marijuana, tell us a little bit about Charlotte's Web.
So there's about 20 or 30 different cannabinoids in cannabis. CBD is just one of them, and THC is just another. THC is generally what gives you the psychoactive effects, and CBD doesn't. But what they're finding is that CBD is actually one of the more medicinal cannabinoids in cannabis. So Florida legalized a strain that has high CBD but very low THC. This way, their feeling is that you can get the medicinal effects without the psychoactive effects, which is what led them to, I guess, the political will to pass it.
And how do you see the market for this in Florida? You're just one of, I'm sure, quite a few companies that are eyeing this opportunity.
Yes, so the Florida market, to be honest, the current law is going to be very narrow. There's going to be a very limited number of patients, a very limited number of grows. But I think the real opportunity comes when in November, when Florida very likely legalizes medical marijuana more broadly to help more patients and allow more industry to come in and help take care of the patient.
And if Amendment 2 passes in November, polling indicates it is likely to pass. What is the game plan then for growers such as yourself?
There'll be more licenses open. There'll be more talent that can come in because it's very likely that it won't be as restrictive. So we will be able to more easily embrace the talent and experiences from other states. And it'll generally help more patients. There's a very select group of patients that could benefit off this law. And this law is a great step. The legislature and the governor should certainly be commended for passing it. But it's certainly not going to be nearly as effective for the patients who need it as the question coming up in November.
Now, you're calling in from California. Obviously, medical marijuana is legal there. Opponents of legalizing medical marijuana in Florida have argued that it's a slippery slope and that it opens the door to misuse of the drug. And they've even pointed to California as dealing with those unintended consequences. What would be your response, Evan, to those who think that this is a bad road for the state of Florida to go down?
So I would actually agree that California is sort of the wild, wild west right now. It was the first state that passed the law through a ballot initiative. It has since not gone well. But there have been 22 states or 21 states since then that have learned from those experiences and have experiences that have gone very well. So I wouldn't look to states like California. I would look to states like Nevada, Arizona, New Jersey, Massachusetts. That's just starting. This is much closer to what Florida will be looking at, not California. And I would agree with them that California's law needs to be rolled back. And even the advocates of medical marijuana in California are trying to roll those regulations back.
And how are they? And how? What would be changed?
So generally, the difference between California law and any other law, California, like I said, was written by a ballot initiative. It was the first state that passed. It was very, very short. It was only about two or three paragraphs, not many regulations built into it. They sort of, passed a very broad law and then let the state figure it out. So I've seen things, in California, not in any other state, things like writer's cramp be prescribed. And I personally am for full legalization of marijuana for all adults over 21, but not under the guise of medical marijuana. And that's not what Florida was doing, and that's not what Florida would be doing with question two.
And calls, emails, and tweets are coming into the show right now as we discuss the legalization of Charlotte's Web in Florida. The governor signed that bill Monday into law. A certain strain of cannabis is now legal to treat children in the state with epilepsy and other debilitating illnesses. What are your questions about this new law and the push for fuller legalization in Florida? We want your calls. 549-2937 is the number to join us right now here on First Coast Connect. Let's begin the conversation with Daniel in Julington Creek. Hey, Daniel, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
Great, thanks. Thanks for calling.
I would just like to inject some reality into the whole argument against marijuana in general, not specifically medical or recreational. Basically, people are going to do any drugs regardless. People are going to use the medical guys, as your guest was saying, in order to get their marijuana at a cheaper price and legally. So, like, just like people abuse prescription pills, you know, people who want to do prescription pills go to a doctor, fake something, fake an injury, actually cause injuries to themselves to be able to use these prescription pills. So people are going to do the same thing with medical marijuana regardless. And I just think it needs to be full-blown legalization, all adults over 21. And that's just my basic opinion.
So will you, I assume then that you will vote yes on Amendment 2 this November?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I will.
Thank you.
And, oh, excuse me.
No, go ahead.
And I'll take comments off the air.
Thank you for that, Daniel. So, Evan, as you said, you are for full legalization. Only two states thus far have done that, Colorado and Washington State. And what has been the lay of the land in those states since those voters passed those measures?
I actually went out there and took a tour of some facilities in Colorado. And curiously enough, I actually stopped some people on the street right next to dispensaries, or not dispensaries, but now marijuana retail stores. And I asked them, you know, what is your opinion? I'm not from here. I'm just sort of curious. And they all said, not one single person said anything different, that nothing has changed for them. The only difference is that now tax money for marijuana is going to the city and state coffers, but there's no difference for anybody who doesn't use the stores. Except less crime. There has been a decrease in crime. You know, of course, it's too early to say whether that's correlated with the change in policy, but the sky certainly hasn't fallen. The state is getting money, the city is getting money, crime is going down, and things are going right now as expected.
Well, that's the pro argument, isn't it? It creates a new revenue stream.
There's a lot of different arguments, and it depends, you know, who you are. I personally am doing, you know, fighting for this for dozens of reasons, from the racial aspects to the money aspects to the crime aspects and sort of bringing this under the rule of law away from the cartels and the drug dealers. So there's a whole host of responsible reasons to do this.
And tweets coming into the show about this. Woody tweets the show, "I am pro-legalization. It will help some people who are sick, and it will help stimulate the economy. Of course, there will be problems. So does alcohol and cigarettes create problems," he tweets. And the number to join us, 549-2937. We want to know right now, what are your thoughts about the new legalization law for Charlotte's Web? It's a new strain of medical marijuana for some patients here in Florida. Let us know your thoughts on that and whether you will vote yes or no, up or down, on Amendment 2 this fall. That's the ballot initiative that would legalize all medical marijuana in Florida. 549-2937. Let's speak now with Eric in Mandarin. Hey, Eric. Good morning. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Eric.
Good morning. I just wanted to make the comment that right now in Colorado, a lot of people are sending their children with leukemia and stuff like child cancers. They're sending their children to Colorado to be treated with cannabis oil. It's had, I believe, an 80% success rate in reducing the size of tumors or cancers and actually fighting them off. Research is being done now, but they believe that THC inhibits cancer cells from actually growing in the body. I just wanted to know, why isn't anybody talking about that? Why aren't, I mean, Vice, HBO series Vice, did an entire hour-long special about it, and no one's trying to discuss this at all.
Hmm. Eric, thanks for bringing that up. That's Eric in Mandarin. Evan, what about that?
It was a little difficult to hear, but I think what he was alluding to was the research surrounding cancer and these drugs. And I would definitely say yes. I think that there needs to be more research for sure. Colorado is actually recently starting the largest state project of research for this new drug. And that's one of the horrendous things about our current policies is that scientists can't even get their hands on this drug to study it because it's Schedule I. So we're really sort of blocking the scientific process.
Meanwhile, if you're curious about the timetable in our state, Florida physicians who have been authorized to order the new strain of medical marijuana that's been legalized, known as Charlotte's Web, they can start writing prescriptions for this January 1, first day of the new year. They will be able to access this medication for your child through dispensaries, only ones licensed by the State Department of Health. Let's go to Connor in Nocatee. He's on the air with us. Hey, Connor. Good morning.
Only ones licensed by the State Department.
Connor, if you could turn your radio down and go ahead.
Hi. I would like to say that I think people should look a little closer at who's lobbying against the medical marijuana and marijuana in general, and they'll find that there is a lot of businesses, the prison industrial complex. I mean, they're just 100% against it because it's going to hurt their bottom line, and they lobby, against it. And they ultimately have a lot of power. So I think if more people knew about that and that became a lot more public information, that maybe things would change a little bit. That's all I have to say.
Connor, thank you for your call. Evan, you mentioned that a moment ago, that one of the many reasons you are pro-legalization has to do with the criminal justice system. Can you explain your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so half of all drug arrests in America right now are marijuana. So we're arresting over 750,000 people a year in this country. We've already arrested 20 million people for marijuana offenses since it was made illegal. So this is certainly, it could be a big money maker for the taxpayers like us, but right now it's a big money maker for the criminal justice system and the prison industrial complex. Furthermore, another group that have lobbied against it in the past and has since sort of calmed down has been the alcohol lobby, because marijuana is safer than many drugs we currently consume, such as alcohol. So this certainly has not been a fact-based argument during Prohibition, and now people are starting to actually do this research on their own, and legislators as well.
Let me ask you to play devil's advocate. Those opposed to legalization who have sent us information here on this program have said that the newer strains of THC are much more powerful than those grown in the past, that in their view, it isn't necessarily a harmless drug, and that it does carry with it health effects, both positive and negative health effects. What would you say to those who are pushing that point of view, who hold that point of view?
Sure, I would agree with them. I would say that it certainly isn't harmless. I wouldn't say it's nearly as harmful to other drugs we consume, and that's, unbiasedly, when you look at drug overdose deaths, when you look at percentage likelihood of addiction, it's just unbiasedly, generally across the board, no matter, what parameter you're looking at, is safer. With that being said, I don't think that is necessarily a reason to legalize marijuana. I think the regulation is the best reason to do it. But look at it this way. I would never advocate for the use of alcohol. It is a very toxic drug. People die from it. People get addicted very easily to it. But I would advocate to keep alcohol legal because we've seen what it does. So this isn't necessarily just about the drug itself. And I do believe that we need to have, more honest conversation about the both harms and health benefits of it. But this isn't about the safety of the drug. This is about what the best public policy is to deal with the drug.
Lots of calls, meanwhile, on this topic. Where do you stand on medical marijuana in Florida? Jan in Fernandina Beach is on the line. Hello, Jan. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, I'm a 78-year-old grandmother, former teacher, was very opposed to legalizing marijuana, but I have a daughter in Colorado who has a child with epilepsy. I haven't listened to your whole program. I'm not sure this has been mentioned, but something is taken out of the marijuana, and it doesn't make these children high. It just helps them with their seizures, and I've heard wonderful stories about that. I've done a turnaround as far as medical marijuana. I believe it should be legalized. I had students that would just go down the tubes with regular marijuana when I taught high school. I'm very opposed to that, but medical marijuana I'm very much in favor of, and I think you need to hear from some older people who have had experiences also.
Thank you for that call, Jan. That's Jan in Fernandina Beach. And Evan, she's right. This new strain that has been legalized, Charlotte's Web, it will be administered to children in the form of oil or vapor. And as she pointed out, it will help them with their seizures and other issues. They will not get high from it.
Correct. Yep.
Let's go
to
Paul.
Very low THC.
Right. Let's go to Paul in Orange Park. Hey, Paul. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning. A couple of items. One, marijuana is also legal in Alaska. It's sort of restricted, though. You can grow your own, like, 5 plants a year, and you can smoke it on your own property, but you can't take any anywhere else, which I thought was, an appropriate approach. That way, you know, it's not being... out in the public and not being sold to people who may not handle it very well. As far as the strength of the newer marijuanas, and you know, according to people I know who smoke it, say, yeah, it's really increased in potency. I would compare that to the various levels of alcohol. Grain alcohol used to be something you could buy off the shelf, 100% alcohol. It would rot your brain in no time fast. Bacardi 151, which is 75%, is still sold. And there again, you know, if a person either doesn't have tolerance to alcohol or doesn't have self-control, that's going to, you know, make a mess out of their life. When you take the stronger strains of marijuana, you simply smoke a lot less, you know, vaporize it, which is, to me, I'm not using it now. I'm trying to get a job as a teacher, but you just use smaller amounts. I mean, you know, if you went to dinner, you wouldn't have 10 glasses of wine, you know, you'd have one or two. So, I mean, it all comes down to, you know, a little bit of common sense and knowing, you know, knowing when to say when and knowing when not to drive. But I've never seen anybody wreck their life with marijuana, you know, turned into criminals, unless they get into the sales end of things. And then they've gone way over the line and should be punished. But we have far too many people who are in prison for years, for nothing more than possession of small amounts of marijuana, and it's costing us a ton of money. Lawyers are making a fortune on it, and we should turn it around and use it as a revenue source for the states and the counties, and where the revenues needed a great deal. So,
That's Paul in Orange Park. Thanks for the call, Paul. So, Evan, your final thoughts as the governor legalizes Charlotte's Web. How will your company, if you could circle back to where this discussion began at 9 o'clock, how will your company be proceeding?
Sure. So we're going to do what we can to help the patients. And right now that means working with Charlotte's Web and working with this program. We're hoping that Amendment 2 passes and that we can then expand and let more patients in the doors, assuming we get a license and we can operate. But the moral of the story is we have experience, and we want to use the experience to grow food-grade medicine for these children and make sure that people who with experience, who know how to properly do this, are doing it. Not just anybody who got the license and has been growing corn in their life.
No, well, we'll continue to follow the story. Meanwhile, thanks for calling into the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.